After almost a two-year hiatus, the Innisfil Studio Tour is back and celebrated its return at the Innisfil Idealab and Library this past weekend during the Innisfil Autumn Art Show and Sale. "We were devastated to cancel last year's studio tour due to COVID," lamented Sydney Hardy, chair of the Innisfil Arts, Culture and Heritage Council. In previous years, the Innisfil Studio Tour had art enthusiasts visiting local artists in their elements, whether at their homes, garages, private studios, or galleries. This year, Hardy explains that organizing the event as a tour rendered too many uncertainties with the pandemic. The council planned a fall show in partnership with the Innisfil Idealab and Library to bring local artists together under one roof for shoppers to have a one-stop shop for gift ideas for the approaching holidays. "The library is such a wonderful space with beautiful light," shared Toronto artist Anastasia Cheatham, who is a woodturner and featured a variety of beautiful wooden bowls at the show. "It's nice to see other artists in their element too." The show featured 11 different artists using a variety of different mediums for their work, including macrame, woodturning, painting, pyrography, beading, jewelry, and sketching. "I've had so many great conversations with people," shared Marsha Godbout, a freelance illustrator who has participated in the Innisfil Studio Tour for the past 15 years. "Getting a great group of artists together and socializing, art is very cultural, it changes the community." Some artists were new to the studio tour, like painter Maria Kelabiev. Other vendors were returning artists, including local artist Ron Heist, who held his first ever book signing at the event. "God has blessed me with these abilities," shares Heist. "Whether it be carving wood or painting, wood burning, narrative, writing or poetry, I can move from one to the other very easily." The show lasted 2 days and artists share they were happy with the turnout and sales. "It was a perfect start to gift shopping, of course, but it's always a good time to treat yourself to a little something, especially when it is a one-of-a-kind piece," says Hardy. To learn more about the Innisfil Studio Tour, follow on social media, facebook.com/InnisfilStudioTour @InnisfilStudioTour.